Zog the Gemara, we'll start again briefly, Daf Yudzayin Amud Beis, around 15 lines from the bottom. Asor shulchanos asa Shlomo. Shlomo HaMelech made 10 shulchanos, like described in the Pasuk Dichsiv. Vaya shulchanos asor vayanach behechel. Hemi yamin vehemi smol. That means 5 shulchanos were to the right and 5 were made to the left. Now the question is, what does right and left mean? If right and left means the width, meaning tzof and darim,
taking up the whole width of the hechel was 20 amis in width, and 60 amis, it's really split up. We'll see soon in the Gemara. The Kodesh HaKadoshim was 20 amis in length, and then the rest of the Hechel was 40 amis in length, 60 altogether. That was the Cheshbon of the Hechel. Now, then afterwards, behind that was the Ulam that continues much further. But the Asor Shulchanos, he placed Chamisha Miyamin, Chamisha Mismoil. Now, what is that referring to? Ein Tamar, if you're going to say Chamisha B'Dorim, Chamisha B'Tzofoin, that means it went from the Dorim to Tzofoin, which is right to left, so that takes up the whole area. If every shulchan is 2 amis, that's 10 times 2 is 20. V'aloyen ha-shulchan kosher ela b'tzofen. It ends up being in Dorim, right? Tzofen in Dorim is, so it ends up taking up the half of it is in Dorim. Table number 6 and on is Dorim. Shenemar, how do we know it has to be in Tzofen? V'sashulchan titin al tzel ha-tzofen. Matam aloyen ha-chamisha mimin v'chamisha mismoil ela chamisha mimin shulchan ha-shal Moshe v'chamisha mismoil loy. The shulchan of Moshe was located in Tzofen. So they made a row going this way. 5 going down next to on the right of Shulchan of Moshe, and 5 going on the left of Shulchan of Moshe. Like this picture over here. Here you have the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Then you have the rest of the Heichel. So Shulchan of Moshe was over here. 5 going down in the Tzofen side. Another 5 on the left of Shulchan of Moshe going on the Tzofen side. So like this, everything is on Tzofen.
It's going to be 10 plus the Shulchan of Moshe.
Correct. An additional 10. Zok the Gemara. Now, even though he made 10 shulchanos, where did he place the lechem upon him? Like you're asking, he made 10 besides Moshe Rabbeinu. What was the purpose? That's where he was mesada the lechem. Shenemar, it says in the pasuk, after he made the kelim, v'sashulchan asher olav lechem upon him. It says, v'yash lo yimes kol hakelim asher beis Hashem. But upon him, the lechem upon him was, it was on the lechem upon him. Hashulchan. What is the hashulchan? The shulchan. Not 11 shulchanos. Not an additional 10. Not shulchanos. On the shulchan, singular. That's one shita. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, al kulon misad. No, he built on all of them. So either all of them means he decided which one. 1 week here, 1 week there. Or no. It means taka, all of them simultaneously at the same time. Shenemar, like it says in the pasuk, it's like a plural. So made a lechem aponim place in all of them. Now the Gemara explains the man the Omer that said that it went sof and dorim. So what's the pshat? Zok Gemara. Tony, we learned in the Braise as follows. Mizrachu ma'arav ha'yinusunu do taka place mizrachu ma'arav. So that's good. Divi Rebbe. That's good. Like we just explained. Mi yaminu mismol ma'isha, but going down mizrachu ma'arav. Rabbi Lezim, Rabbi Shimon Oimel, sof and v'dorim ha'yinusunim.
It went from the right to the left. It took up the whole width. The width was 20 amis. So 10 shulchanos taking up 20 amis takes up the whole width.
To the width of the hechel. So man to Omar that says mizrach ma'arav nicha. So it's very good. Why? Kulan ruyos l'sheirus. They're all in the tzofen side. Shulchan starts mean tzofen. So it's all roy for sheirus. However, man to Omar tzofen dogaim. The man to Omar says with tzofen dogaim meaning to the width. So nimtza shulchan, it ends up being that the shulchan is bedorim, and we know shulchan is supposed to be bitzofen. Now umenoyre bitzofen, there's some that take it out, the taklin charetin, the korban eda, because only later the Gemara is going to say there were 10 menorahs too. So it ends up being the menorahs were also going in the width, going all the way to tzofen. It's supposed to be shulchan bitzofen, menorah bedorim. Aroitz shiachkim yadrim and yatzpin. So They take it out because only later the Gemara is going to say 10 menorahs. So it goes the other direction. But right now we don't know that yet. But Akoponim, the main thing is, Shulchan is bedorim and abet sofein.
And heading into the fact that it's blocking.
That's what we're going to discuss right now. So it's schwer. It's two schwerkeiten. One schwerkeit is, number one, it's supposed to be bet sofein. And number two, you can't even go through. How are you supposed to get to the Kodesh Kodeshim? Jump over the table? What's going on? Zog the Gemara. How could this be? So, Shvek Takashver. Now, the Gemara doesn't even answer this Kasha. The Gemara remains with the Kasha. And the Gemara is Matcha, this Pshat of the Blessed of Shimon. And the Halacha is not like him. So, we have one Kasha, so we have two Kashas on him. But we're not even Mesiachas to answer the Kasha. That's where we remain. Because the Halacha is like Rebbe, not like the Blessed of Shimon. Zog the Gemara. Votoni. Hashulchan Oynosun. Mechatzi Sabayis Velefnim. Oh. The Mar says that the Shulchan was placed Michatzi Habayis Velefnim. Now, this is not Vahatoni. Your girl is Vitoni. We're not answering the Kasha. Now we're saying a Nuzach. Vitoni. We learned in a Braisa. HaShulchan Oyenosun Michatzi Habayis Velefnim. Now that means as follows. The Shulchan was placed Michatzi Habayis Velefnim. Here's a picture of the Heichel. The Heichel is 20 amos in width. Okay. But in the Kodesh HaKadoshim is 20 amos in length, and then the rest of the Heichel is 40. Now, if you just look at everything besides the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so Chatzi HaBayis, Chatzi HaHeichel, is at the 20 marker from the 40. This 40 and then an additional 20. But if you look at this, only this part, so this is Chatzi HaBayis, Chatzi HaHeichel. The Shulchan was placed, Michatzi HaBayis Elefnim. That means from here, this point and on. Chatzi HaBayis. At the 20 point. Now, Zog the Gemara, Tony Hashulchan Enosim Michatzi HaBayis Velefnim. The Shulchan was placed Michatzi HaBayis Velefnim. It was placed from the half point marker, the Chatzi HaHeichel, and onward. Now, the Gemara explains that even though it was placed on the Tzofen side, but it wasn't totally against the wall, Moshuch, it was a little removed min HaKoysel Beis Amos Umechza. It was 2.5 amas removed from the koisel because otherwise it would not be accessible to put the lechem aponim on there. The wall is in the way. So it was mashuch 2.5 amas from the koisel. Klapi atzofen, from the tzofen wall. So it ends up being there's two rows of shulchanis of shloima and they're all in the tzofen side, but they were a little removed mashuch from 2.5 amas from the wall. Now, umenoira, the menoira is the exact same spot, kinegdoi, on the opposite side, badogoi. Now, Mizbech Hazov, the Mizbech Hazov, Hoyenosun Be'emtza HaBayis. Now, Be'emtza HaBayis means, again, this is the Chatzi point. The Chatzi HaHechel is the 20 marker. This is where the Mizbech Hazov was. Mizbech Hazov is right over here, smack in the middle, between the Shulchan and the Menorah. Now, it can't be Mamish in between, because then you can't see the Menorah can't, and the Shulchan are facing one another. So it has to be a drop removed away. Zok the Gemara, Moshuch Kimo. It was a drop removed away, so it shouldn't be smack in the middle between the Shulchan and the Menorah. Where? Klapichutz. To the Mizrach side. Meaning back up a little. Not Mamish in between. V'chulon oyenosun mishlish habayis v'lefnim. Now this sounds a little cryptic, because it says everything was placed mishlish habayis v'lefnim. Now the beginning of the Braisa just said that it's michatzi habayis v'lefnim. How can it suddenly make sense? Mishlish habayis. Well, it depends what you're counting as the bias. If you're counting, like I said, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which is an additional 20, so then this is Shlish HaBayis. Because one-third, two-thirds, three-thirds, so it's all placed Mishlish HaBayis after one-third and on. If you're only looking at the Heichel besides the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Chatzi point. But if you're looking at everything, including the Kodesh HaKadoshim and another 20 Amis, so then it's Mishlish HaBayis. It's from the third. The first third, after the first third. The kulonoi nosun mishlish habayis vilifnim from the first third and onward. Now the chasam sofer in tshuvas, or chaim simon chavches, is a big tshuva, a very famous tshuva, that the bima in the shul has to be in the middle of the shul. The reform used to place it on the front by the aron kodesh, and no one sitting in front of it. The bima has to be always people sitting in front of it, or at least in the middle of the shul, and you makif the bima also. You makif it with the lulav, like they were makif the mizbeach. Because where's the mizbeach? The mizbeach, we said, is in the chatzi. Ha-heichol, in the midpoint. So what then the bima has to be in the midpoint? Now the reason why the shulchan and menorah have to be facing each other, because it says in the pasuk, v'sa menorah noicha shulchan. Oh. Zog the Gemara. Zog the Gemara, like we said before, Esem and Neuris also Shloimer. It said move the drop backwards. It's a drop,
but it still starts the kulon. We're in the after the first shlish, meaning exactly by the half point. The hegel we said is 40 amis, 20 and then 20. The half point is 20. So you have 20 amis for the 10 shulchanos. The 10 shulchanos are not one row; they're two rows. So if they're two rows, so be'etzim it's rows of five. So that's only 10 amis. So you can have space between the shulchanos also. So it could be removed a little from the shulchan shel Moshe, and then there's a little space between the shulchanos. So you have room, but the point is that the shulchan and the menorah, even the ones of Shloima, had to be noichach. So mele the mizbeach had to be a drop back, but still by the half point by the end of the first third.
Zok the Gemara asorim esem menorahs as Shloima Shloima Melech meitem menorahs. Shenem like it says in the pasuk Yasim menorahs hazov. Like we explained before, to right and left of Moshe Rabbeinu's. It doesn't mean 5 in the top and 5 in the dorim. That means to the width. Why? Because then it's not going to be
a menorah in the dorim. The menorah is supposed to be in the dorim. If you go in the width, then it's in the tzofen.
Now, this is Mamash. Now we're talking about the menorah. We're saying the same cheshbon like we said before. He made 10 menorahs. Where did he place them? Miyamin and Smoil. Miyamin and Smoil of the menorah of Moshe Rabbeinu. Not Tzof and Dorim, because then it ends up being in Tzof. The menorah is supposed to be in Dorim. We're going on the menorah, not the Shulchan. It has to be in Dorim, the opposite. So Matam Eloim, Chomesh Miyamin, Chomesh Misoil, Elo Chomesh Miyamin, Elo Tzof Moshe, V'Chomesh Misoil. The exact same thing on the other side. On the Dorim side, it went right and left of Moshe Rabbeinu. Like we said before, the one that was used for Lechem Aponim was only the original. We also menorah. Menorah was the original menorah. Shenem menorahs hazov. It's a singular term. Umenorahs hazov neosel levaya be'erev be'erev. So it says menorah singular. It's only that one. However, Rabbi Yisrael the Oymen know al kulam noyam mavir. He actually lit all of them. Shenemar v'es hamenorahs v'neosem levarom kamishpat ufnei yadvir. Zov Sagur. Now, the 10 menorahs that Shlomo HaMelech made, we know Chazal say that Moshe Rabbeinu was niskasha b'mayis HaMenorah until he threw it into the Eish.
Over here, on the other hand, by Shlomo HaMelech, which says Vayas, he made it. We don't find anywhere that he struggled to make it. So the Brisker Rav, in the Seif HaLaterah, in Chiddush Eimor Nariz HaLaterah, in Parashat Tzava, has a long shtickle over there, and he explains there's a fundamental difference based on Ramban. He says between the Tavnis HaMishkan and the Kelim, and what was done the Beis Elomim. Meaning, the Menorah itself, the Gvim, the Kaftorim, and Prochim, and Miksha Achas, and that's all the Dine HaMenorah. The Dine HaMenorah, that Taka has to be Ladoris also, and that was Taka, the Menorah Shoshloima. Masha Enkein, the Tavnis of the menorah, that aspect, that was the Skasha LaMoshe, and that Moshe, the Abishah showed Moshe Rabbeinu Bahar, that was Taka only negated to Menorah's Moshe, and that wasn't negated to Menorah's Shlomo HaMelech. Tavnis meaning you could have Gvim and Kaftarim, but it could be a little larger, a little smaller. It doesn't have to be exactly like the Tavnis of Moshe Rabbeinu. Avada the Din Menorah it had, the Din Menorah Ladoris, but the size exactly of the Gvim and Kaftarim, they can be a little off. And Memela, it wasn't iskasha in the whole Maisa Menorah, and that's why it says the regular Vayas, he made the 10 Menorahs. Zog the Gemara weiter now, pshat in this posik in Divrei Hayomim that describes the Menorah Shloima. Vaha perach, meaning the perach that you had in the Knei Menorah, vaha neirois, that they placed the shemen in, vaha malkachayim, and the tongues that they took the psilas with. All of these were Zov, Hu, Michloi, Zohov. Now, what does it mean, Michloi, Zohov? Zog the Gemara, Hein, Kilu, Zohovoi, Shel Moshe. But you have to be Goyos of Yeshel Shloima, the Mephoshim explained. That means he was Kilu, Zov. This took up all the Zov. Now, this is the pure Zov. There was no pure Zov left anymore. Hein, Kilu, Zohovoi, Shel Shloima. And like the Gemara is going to describe, that for these 10 menorahs, he had to use 10,000 kur. Every menorah had an elef kur, and he melted it down until it became pure, pure gold. And from the elef kur only remained one kikar. Zog demar toni rav yude b'shem asi He took 1,000 kikas off for one menorah, and he put them in the fire, and he melted it down, and he made it more pure, and he got rid of all the psalis in his zav, till it remained one kur. Until it was zokuk, mamish zokuk, told all the way, till it was the mishkal of kikar echod. Like it says in the pasuk, kikar zav tar osa oisa. So it has to be kikar zav tar. So he was mezakik it from 1,000 all the way down till kikar echod. Zok the Gemara. Tanya, Omer Rabbi Yosi ben Rabbi Yehuda, Maise b'menoiras zohav she'osa Moshe b'midbar. Now there's different gesoys over here. Either it's referring to the menoras Moshe, and at the end it came out good, or we're talking about menoras Shloima. And the menoras Shloima, even though it was mezakikit, but it was off a drop from what it was supposed to be like Moshe Rabbeinu. Voisi yisera din azov. And it was, even though he melted it down, but once he melted it down and he made it from 1,000 kikar into one kikar, but lemaise he was still off by one dinar. It was one dinar extra, one dinar zav extra, the mishkal of one dinar zav extra. They put it in 80 times in the kur, and still remained that it was extra. And nothing came down from that cheshbin. Now. Even though we found before that 1,000 went down to one, so why can't get rid of one extra dinner? The Gemara explains, but yos, that's not fair. Because ad lo yokum al bore have a chos esagin. Meaning before it, it's your oimid on the mishkal that you want it to be from 1,000 down to one. So then it's easy to remove the psoilus and the taka melts down and it becomes more pure. Masha enkein, min du kayim al bore lo chos eklum. Once it's ready, kayim al bore, so then, then even if you do it again, and they taka did it 80 times, it was lechos klum, it's not going to remove it. It's not going to remove that last thing. Now, if you're going on shalmoisha, then obviously at the end, it was removed. Even on shalshloima, the Gemara is just saying that even after everything, it needed 80 plus times to finally remove that din azov. Zok the Mishnah Vayta halocha dalad. Shloish osra shayfrois, there were 13 kupas taka, that were in the Mikdash, or even Mikdash, that were Rechovin, we said Lamato, and Tzah, Lamalo, so the Ramoim shouldn't take out from them. The Kosvalein, and there were different things written on the Kupa. And the Mishnah is going to enumerate all 13 things that were stated on those Kupas, on those Pushkas. Number one, the first one said, Taknin Charatin, for Nushkolim. The second Kupa said, Taknin Atikin, for people that did not give. So they can still give now, Taknin Atikin. The third Kupa said, Kinin. It said the word kinim on there. That means donate money for a tar. The fourth kupa said goiz le'oila. Goiz le'oila means for a benyoina. And that's the nadav you give for a benyoina. The fifth kupa said etzim. Someone who wants to be menadev atzim arocha. So you have to give them money for atzim arocha. A minimal of 2 snegiz etzim. Levoina, the sixth kupa said levoina. You misnadev levoina. So you give that value of a levoina, of the kmitza. Zov le kapores, the seventh kupa said zov le kapores. So zov le kapores doesn't mean for the kapores, but it means for gold that was necessary to be used in the Beis HaMikdash. Kipure zov. So that's meanwhile, 7 kupas. Zok the Mishnah Vayta, shishol le nedova. Another 6, that means 13 altogether, was written on them le nedova, and those went for nedovas. Now the Mishnah explains each one individually on their own. Taknin Charatin, what's Taknin Charatin? Shebechol Shon Vishono. Those were for people that want to give for the Tumah Chadosha. Kol Shon Vishono, every Nissan. Vatikin, what's the Kupa Vatikin? That's referring to Mishalei Hevish. Taknin, someone who did not give the previous year. So now he came late. He's Shokel Shon Abo. So he places it in this Kupa. And afterwards, the Gizbe takes it and he puts it together with the Shor Elishka. Kinim, the third Kupa is Kinim. What is Kinim? Hein Toirin. Meaning, someone who has to bring a carbon. He has the tar. So this is the money for the Toirim. Now the Kohanim take this money and they acquire a Toirim for this person. These are Nedovas. The guys the Oila, what are guys the Oila? Hein Bnei Yoina. These are Bnei Yoina. Someone has to bring a Ben Yoina for the Mizbeach. So he puts the money, the value of this Ben Yoina in the Kupa, and the Kahanim, they buy the Bnei Yoina, they buy the small Bnei Yoina for people that need it for the Mizbeach. Now the Mishnah says, V'kulon oilois divi Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda holds that these are all oilus. These are all nedavis. There was no special shofar, no kupa for chatos ha'oif. That's a choiva, chatos. These were all oilus nedava, and these were all donated, and they were placed in this kupa. Chachomim ha'imrim, no. When it says kinim, kinim is talking about kine choiva, that they were obligated to bring. The money that was in there was for every person that needed a kapora. A zov, a zova, yoledes, a mitzorah, aniyim. So they needed to bring these kine choiva. Echad lechatos, v'echad l'oila. One of them was a chatos, one was an oila. Now, they bought chatos and oilas from this. So the question is, Tosfos Psachim Bavarns, how do you know that it's not going to get mixed up? Meaning the mois of the different noshim for the chatos. So you don't want to bring someone else's carbon. If it's my money for my chatos, so how could it not be mixed up with someone else's? So he says that every Tosfos says in Psachim Daf Tzadi Amud Beis that every isha had a special pouch, a tzrar, and that money was clearly defined that that's her money. This is her money for her specific carbon that she's getting. It's taka choiva. It's taka for that specific person. So again, Chachomim say that kine means echel lechatos vechel oila. And goizle oila means that's taka kulon oila. That's taka all nedovis. Those are taka all nedovis. Now, when you place the money for a nedova, so the koyin, only when he acquires it, l'shem bailim, so then taka, only then it becomes l'shem bailim. It's not yet for that person until the koyin taka acquires it. So when he takes that money now, it's not going to be. It's going to be for that bailim. Whenever the kinyan, whenever he acquires it, whenever he buys it, that's when it's chal that it's a shame by them. Zok the mishnah vayta hoy ma'areolai etzim. If someone says I'm giving etzim for the mizbeach, so this nedove is lo yifchois mishnei gizrin. He has to give the money for at least for two gizrin etzim. Zok the mishnah vayta levoino. If someone says he's giving a nedove levoino, areolai levoino, so lo yifchois mikoymetz. He has to give a minimal of money. That's the amount that can acquire a koymetz for the haktara. If someone says zohov, he says al rei olai, I'm giving zohov. So le yifchos dinner zohov, it has to be at least the minimal of a dinner zohov. Zok the mishnah vayter shisha le nedova, meaning six additional shayfas we said were for nedova. Zok mo nedova maho you oisim, what it do is the nedovas loikrim ba oilus, they brought animals that were oilus. So an animal that's an oilus taka nechal, it totally kolanim is beach. But the hard goes to the kahanim. Habosa l'shem, the boss is totally consumed, and the oiros ale kahanim. Zok the mishnah. Zem medrash dorash yahyod yekoyin gadol. Dos steht in posik. It says in the posik by carbon oshem. Oshem hu oshoim oshem l'shem. So l'chor it seems contradictory. Oshem hu is mashma that it's taman oshem that's nechal kahanim, and oshem l'shem is mashma that it's oila. It's kulul gavoya. So how do you explain this stira? Zok the pasuk zaklal. No, that zaklal kol shuba mishum chet umishum ashma. If a person is, let's say, mafish mois for a chatos for an oshem, and he acquired the carbon and he brought the carbon with part of the money, and now he has money left over. So what do you do with his extra money? Yilokach ben oilos. You acquire oilos. What do you gain by oilos? Because the habosa l'shem, the boss will taka be consumed in mizbeach. And the ve'oyrois lekahanim v'nimtzah shnei suvin kayomin. So immediately you reconcile the psukim. Oshem l'Hashem klapi the bosor and oshem l'kahanim klapi the or. Zog the Gemara, we find this similarly. This is how Yehoyada HaKoyen explains. Zem midrash dorash Yehoyada HaKoyen gadol. Meaning the nedoves were to acquire oilois, and oilois is bosor l'Hashem and oilois l'kahanim. And that was the drasha he said. That Oshem hu Oshem Oshem Lashem. Zog the Gemara, where do we find a similar drasha in the Etzim Pasuk in Melachim? Zog the Gemara v'Oimer, and it says in the Pasuk that Kesef Oshem v'Kesef Chatois lo yuva beis Hashem lo kanim yu. Now, if you dash in the Mikra Kepshutoi, that the Kesef, the money that was meant for an Oshem or Chatos, should be used for the Kahanim, lo kanim yu. So that doesn't make sense. It's supposed to be for a Chatos. How can it be for the Kahanim? So it must be the Torah is telling us, the Pasuk is telling us, that the kesef that's left over from the Dmei Oshem and Chatos, you have to buy something that is also for the Kahanim. What does that mean? You bring oilus that the hearts of the Kahanim and the carbon itself is Takel Hashem. We'll stop over here by the Gemara towards the bottom of Yud Ches Amud Aleph.